There's a point you reach in life where you stop waiting for people to understand you. Because they won't. Not because they're cruel, but because they're not meant to walk your path. Most people don't understand solitude. They fear it. They run from silence because silence shows them what they really are. But you, you chose to stay. You chose to sit in it, to listen, to face the noise that comes when the world goes quiet. That's when you start seeing yourself for who you truly are, not the version others built, but the one hidden underneath all the noise. When you train alone, something changes. The air feels heavier. The room feels smaller. And the excuses, they start to sound louder than ever. But then something clicks. You realize there's no one left to impress. No one left to prove wrong. There's just you, your breath, your limits, your will. And that's when the real work begins. Because strength doesn't come from attention. It comes from repetition. From doing the same painful thing over and over again. Until the pain becomes your teacher instead of your enemy. When you're alone, no one claps for you. No one tells you good job. There's no applause for small victories. Just you and your own reflection asking, is this all you've got? And sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes you break. You quit halfway. You question if any of it is worth it. But then something quiet inside whispers, get up. One more time. That's what separates those who dream from those who become. The ones who train alone, they don't need a crowd. They don't chase hype. They build in silence because they know something everyone else forgets. When the noise fades, all that's left is who you've become. You'll notice people start drifting away. Friends you thought were forever. People who said they believed in you. They'll stop calling, stop showing up. And for a while, it'll hurt. You'll wonder if you did something wrong. You'll miss the laughter, the noise, the distraction. But then you'll understand, this is what growth feels like. It's not glamorous. It's lonely. It's misunderstood. Because when you're evolving, you're speaking a language they haven't learned yet. You're chasing something they can't even see. Most people want comfort. You chose change. And change costs. It costs your time, your sleep, your relationships, your peace. But in return, it gives you something priceless. Clarity. The kind of clarity that comes only after you've walked through the dark alone. So when people say you've changed, smile. They're right. You have. You've outgrown their version of you. They won't understand the hunger that keeps you up at night. They won't understand why you skip parties, why you disappear, why you'd rather spend hours pushing your limits than wasting time chasing validation. And that's okay. They're not supposed to. Because your purpose was never meant for a group discussion. The world will try to convince you that you're missing out. That solitude means sadness. That peace means isolation. But the truth is, solitude is where the strongest version of you is born. That's why monks meditate. That's why warriors train before dawn. That's why visionaries disappear for years before anyone knows their names. They were never hiding. They were sharpening. And that's what you're doing right now. Every lonely night, every quiet morning, every you've changed from people who never understood your hunger, it's proof that you're on the right path. Because strength is forged when no one's watching, in the shadows. In the silence, in the repetition that no one celebrates. And one day when they see the result, when they finally notice the fire in your eyes, the calm in your presence, the power in your silence, they'll ask how you did it. You'll just smile, because they'll never understand how much it cost.
At some point, the silence becomes familiar. What used to feel heavy now feels like home. You stop checking your phone. You stop explaining your absence. You stop needing to be understood. Because you realize solitude isn't punishment, it's preparation. While everyone else is chasing comfort, you're learning how to move in discomfort. While they're looking for approval, you're building discipline. And while they're celebrating small escapes, you're building something that lasts. See, training alone doesn't just make you stronger, it makes you honest. When there's no one to impress, no one to compete with, you start seeing your real limits. You stop pretending. You stop lying to yourself about how hard you're working. That's when growth becomes pure. Not for praise, not for envy, just for mastery. And it's strange, because the more you grow, the quieter your life becomes. There's no rush to prove anything, no need to convince anyone. You begin to see through people's words, their fake confidence, their noise, their distractions. You see what they can't see. They're scared of being alone with themselves. but you've already faced that fear. You've already walked through it. You've learned that loneliness doesn't destroy you. It reveals you. When you're alone, the mirror doesn't lie. It shows every flaw, every excuse, every weakness you've been hiding behind. And you either face it or you quit. That's why the ones who train alone, they move differently. They speak less. They act with calm precision. They're not trying to look powerful. They've lived through the moments that built it. You start to understand that solitude is not isolation. It's focus. You're not disconnected from the world. You're simply disconnected from distractions. Because while everyone's chasing recognition, you're chasing transformation. You're not interested in looking strong. You want to become unbreakable. And becoming unbreakable takes time. It takes silence. It takes those nights where you want to give up, but don't. Where you question everything, but keep going anyway. That's the part no one sees. No camera. No applause. Just you and the whisper that says, keep going. That whisper becomes your best friend. It becomes your guide. Your reminder that you're not lost. You're just on a path no one else was brave enough to walk. There will be days when your progress feels invisible, when your effort feels wasted, when you'll wonder if it's even working. But that's the trap. Growth is quiet. You won't see it day by day. You'll only notice it when you look back and realize that everything that used to break you doesn't even shake you anymore. That's when you'll understand. Solitude was never your enemy. It was your forge. It burned away the weakness. It melted your doubts. It shaped you into something sharper, colder, clearer. You'll stop craving recognition because you'll know that real power doesn't scream. It whispers. And when people finally see the version of you that was built in silence, they'll call it luck. They'll say you changed overnight. But you'll know it wasn't overnight. It was every night. Every night you chose the grind over gossip. Focus over comfort. Discipline over distraction. That's why you train alone. Not because you're antisocial, but because solitude became sacred. It became your teacher, your mirror, your test. And once you've learned to thrive in that space, you don't crave noise anymore. You crave peace. the peace that comes when you no longer need validation. When you no longer need to prove your worth to anyone. That's when you start to walk differently. Not with arrogance, but with stillness. A calm strength that doesn't need to announce itself. Because you finally understand. The world won't understand your path until they see your result. And by the time they do, you'll already be far ahead. Somewhere silence taught you to reach. That's the power of solitude. It doesn't make you less. It makes you whole. One day, the noise stops mattering. The opinions, the doubts, the whispers behind your back, they all fade into something distant, almost meaningless, because you've changed. Not in the way they think. You didn't become colder. You became quieter. You stopped explaining your journey. You stopped defending your choices. Because you realized people don't listen to understand. They listen to judge. They listen to reply. They listen from their own fears. But solitude taught you something different. It taught you how to listen to yourself. Now you don't react. You observe. You don't seek approval. You seek truth. And that truth isn't found in the crowd. It's found in the silence between your thoughts. In the moments you almost gave up, but didn't. That's what solitude does. It refines you. It takes everything fake and burns it away. You stop trying to fit in because you see what fitting in costs. Your authenticity, your peace, your direction. So you let go of the need to be liked, of the urge to be understood, of the illusion that people will ever see the world the way you do. And the moment you do that, you become unstoppable. Because you realize no one's opinion can break you anymore. No comment can shake you. No loss can destroy you. Because you've already faced the emptiness that lives in silence. And you survived it. You didn't just survive it. You learned from it. You learned that pain doesn't always mean you're failing. Sometimes it means you're shedding. You're losing the parts of yourself that no longer belong in your next chapter. And once you accept that, you stop fighting the pain. You stop resisting the discomfort. You start embracing it. You start to see growth as something sacred, a process that demands loneliness, demands sacrifice, demands honesty. Because the truth is, not everyone deserves access to your evolution. Some people are only meant to know the old you, the one who doubted, the one who hesitated, the one who cared too much about being understood. But the version of you that's rising now, He doesn't need validation. He moves quietly, steadily, intentionally. He trains not to impress, but to align. Not to be seen, but to become. There's a power in solitude that most people will never touch. It's the kind of power that doesn't scream. It breathes. It observes. It waits. Because the person who learns to move alone no longer fears losing anyone. You realize you never lost people. You just found yourself. And that's what solitude gives you. A mirror so clear that you can finally see who you are and who you were never meant to be. You start forgiving, not because they deserve it, but because holding on would slow you down. You start choosing silence over arguments, peace over validation, purpose over distraction. And slowly, life begins to make sense again. Not in a dramatic way, but in small moments. A breath that feels lighter. A thought that feels clear. A night that no longer feels endless. That's when you realize you didn't train alone because no one cared. You trained alone because you cared enough to go where no one else would. You stopped waiting for someone to walk with you. You became your own company, your own reminder, your own guide. And that's something no one can take from you. The world may still not understand your silence, but you do. You understand what it costs to build something real. You understand the pain it takes to earn your own respect. You understand that solitude wasn't punishment. It was the path. And now when you look back, you don't see loneliness. You see strength. You see a version of you that refused to break, that stayed standing when it would have been easier to quit, that learned to love the silence that once terrified you. That's when you know you're no longer training alone. You've become the training itself, the silence, the discipline, the fire. You are no longer running from the world. You're just walking a different path. And while they chase comfort, you're chasing peace. While they chase attention, you're chasing mastery. That's the difference. That's why you train alone.